You know, it's really interesting being in CME and so many new drugs, new therapies coming out, you know, how people in practice actually respond to it. And, you know, when we first started to hear about this story about venetoclax combinations, it's only been less than 2 years, I think, we started talking about it a lot in our CME programs. It was obvious how much it was going to change things. And it looks to me from what we can tell in our surveys that people have jumped all over it. I've really been surprised a lot more than other advances. And you can really understand why. But I'm curious, I'm sure you get tons of questions and cases that people want to ask you about. What are some of the common issues and questions you're hearing about from docs in practice, and whether there are any myths or misperceptions about this strategy that you've observed?
Right. So I think we covered a lot of them. The big questions I get are, what is the real risk for tumor lysis and do I have to admit the patient? What's the deal with dose reductions for antifungals and should I do that? And then the biggest one is either managing cytopenias or just concern about getting into a cytopenia situation. You know, what I tell people with that latter question, you know, when they say, you know, I've got this very frail 90-year-old, you know, I don't want to blow away his or her bone marrow with this regimen. I really don't think that that is a major consideration for most people. I mean, what I like to say is I can't really think of the patient that was too frail or too sick to at least deserve a shot at this therapy. And we've had a lot of really kind of Lazarus situations with people who were frail and sick because of their leukemia, and they needed an effective therapy. And once they got that, they recovered quite nicely. So what I would say is that with the mitigation strategies for the cytopenias, the sort of things we cover, the early bone marrow biopsy, the taking breaks, the using growth factors, in almost all cases, you can really manage that issue. And, you know, I don't want to downplay or diminish it, but for the most part, we haven't had major complications related to the cytopenias. And so a lot of this comes with experience, comfort, familiarity, maybe having someone who's done this a little bit more walk you through the first few and, you know, have someone to bounce questions off of. But, you know, I would say the number one sort of concern, myth, if you will, is that this is sort of like really intensive therapy that will render a bone marrow aplastic and unrecoverable. That's just not my experience with this.